In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Gospel for today, we have a very profound lesson of perseverance for each one of us. Behold, a Canaanite woman came to the Lord and cried, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is sorely beset by a devil." But the Lord gave no response. And she came again and said, "Lord, help me." At this time, the Lord spoke to her, and he said, "No, it's not fair to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs." And he said it because that woman was not from the land of Israel. However, you see, our Lord knew from the very beginning what he was going to do. So if he seemed to be deaf to the cry of that woman, it was in order to excite her to perseverance. First, he didn't say a word, and then he refused her petition. But she didn't give up. She didn't give up. And it was because she didn't give up that she received the grace she was looking for. And this is a lesson for us. In these times of fast food, real-time messaging, we have lost the capacity to wait. To wait for the grace to come. To wait for us to be ready to receive the grace of God. Perseverance is such a lost virtue today. When we need something, we may pray 3 or 4 times, and then we give up. Sometimes we can even make a novena, but 9 days, it seems too much. We can even get angry at God because he doesn't give right away what we think we need. Saint Monica prayed 17 years for the conversion of her son. 17 years. And if she had given up, I think Augustine would not have become a saint. So we have to persevere in prayer with hope until the end. Persevere in prayer, and if your prayer is according to God, he will grant you what you are asking for in the right time. So don't give up, but persevere, like that Canaanite woman in the Gospel. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.